News release Governor Jared Polis: the COVID pandemic has made everything more expensive, from housing to energy to groceries. That's why Governor Polis, in partnership with the state legislature, is doing everything in their power to save Coloradans money. Since taking office, Governor Polis has put thousands of dollars back into the pockets of hardworking Colorado families and businesses to help them meet pandemic-induced rising costs and to recover stronger. Reductions to property tax assessment rates will reduce property taxes for homeowners, farmers and ranchers, and properties used for renewable energy production. Restaurants, bars and mobile food vendors were allowed to keep 7 months of state sales tax collections during the pandemic. Caterers, food service contractors, and hotel bars, restaurants were allowed to keep 3 months of state sales tax collections during the pandemic. We reduced healthcare premiums in the individual market by 24% through a new bipartisan state reinsurance program. We exempted small businesses from the business personal property tax. We capped the growth in homeowners' property tax bills, allowing homeowners to defer paying increases over the cap. We allowed businesses to claim expanded business loss deductions. All children can now attend full-day kindergarten for free, so families no longer need to pay for a full day, saving parents hundreds of dollars each month. All four-year-olds will be able to attend preschool for free, saving families from the high cost of preschool. Small and mid-sized stores are now allowed to keep a higher percentage of their sales tax collections through a larger vendor fee, and we're proposing to increase it even more for small retailers. We authorized county treasurers to waive delinquent property tax penalties during the pandemic. We funded the Colorado Child Tax Credit for the first time, supplementing the federal credit and boosting the income of Colorado families. We doubled the state earned income tax credit, supplementing wages for workers. We exempted Social Security earnings from the state income tax reductions to the Colorado income tax rate approved by voters. Saves money for all families and businesses, and the rate will be reduced again this year. The tax cut is fully paid for the tax cuts by eliminating loopholes and deductions, ensuring funding for education and health service are not cut. We cut the cost of a state parks pass by more than half through the Keep Colorado Wild Pass starting in 2023. We've added more days for people to use state parks for free. We capped co-pays for insulin. The governor signed legislation creating the Prescription Drug Affordability Board, which is tasked with lowering prescription drug costs for Colorado consumers. We provided one-time stimulus payments to Coloradans on unemployment experiencing economic hardships caused by the pandemic. We reduced vehicle registration fees and have proposed to reduce them further. We are expanding the availability of free tax preparation services for low-income families to help them claim tax refunds. We saved conversion costs for businesses that convert to employee ownership. We've proposed reducing FAMLI premiums. We've proposed reducing unemployment insurance premiums, which we expect will flow through to employees in the form of more hires and wage increases. We've proposed reducing professional licensing costs for healthcare workers. We increased the monthly amount for supplemental nutrition assistance. We reduced the cost of applying to public colleges and universities. We protected the property tax exemption for seniors and disabled veterans. We've proposed making it free to start a new business. Coloradans will get a TABOR refund this year and likely in future years. We waived state liquor licensing fees. We eliminated out-of-network surprise billing in healthcare. We created a Buy Colorado for Colorado insurance option that will save people money on both the small group and individual markets. We propose preventing an increase in driver's license fees. We've provided free application days and reduced cost textbooks for students at public universities in Colorado. We are quadrupling the College Opportunity Scholarship Initiative to make college more affordable for more students. We reduced tuition payments for childcare through the Child Care Assistance Program. We created a low-cost retirement savings opportunity to help Coloradans save for retirement. We're providing direct lending to Colorado businesses to help them recover and expand. We closed corporate tax loopholes so that large out-of-state corporations pay more and pass the savings onto Main Street businesses. We allowed businesses to benefit from state and local tax deductions, SALT. Despite the changes in federal law, we covered fees for more Coloradans to earn a high school equivalency or GED. We provided free education and training opportunities for Coloradans to upskill, reskill and next skill to get a good job in our most in-demand industries, such as healthcare, IT, education, construction and manufacturing. We provided free masks to students and teachers. We provided no-cost energy efficiency and renewable energy improvements in homes, reducing homeowners' monthly energy bills. We've saved taxpayers by improving the energy efficiency of our schools, colleges and universities, and local government buildings, we've helped farmers cut their energy costs through renewable energy and energy efficiency improvements. We've reduced the cost of purchasing an electric vehicle. We've helped commercial buildings reduce their energy costs through the Colorado Commercial Property Assessed Clean Energy, CPACE, program.